Here's the hard truth about what it will take to control federal spending and reduce the national debt. It will hurt a lot. Consider the latest proposal from the leaders of a bipartisan commission appointed by President Obama. They're recommending cuts to Social Security benefits, raising the retirement age, eliminating popular tax deductions, as well as higher taxes for millions of Americans and deep reductions in federal spending. It's only a preliminary proposal from the two chairmen, Republican Alan Simpson, a former Wyoming senator, and Democrat Erskine Bowles, a former Clinton White House official. But it has ignited a real debate. Joining us to talk about the proposal is Howard Gleckman from the nonpartisan Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. And Howard, good to have you. And you're a serious tax expert. Is this a serious proposal?
Absolutely. There's no question it's a serious proposal. This is an example of what it is we're going to have to do to dig out of the hole that we've gotten in over the past decades. It is going to hurt. You know, during the political campaign, we heard lots of politicians say, on one hand, you know, we can fix the deficit problem by eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse in government spending.
That would just be a drop in the bucket, wouldn't it?
That would be loose change in the sofa cushions. It wouldn't get remotely close to what we need. On the other hand, you heard some politicians on the left saying, if only we could raise taxes on rich people, we could solve the problem. Well, that doesn't work either. This problem is so severe. The deficit is so big and the national debt is so massive that the only thing we can do is both reduce spending throughout the government and raise taxes for everybody.
This is a 50-page proposal. Let's focus on what the two chairmen say about taxes. As I understand it, they're proposing that tax rates for millions of Americans would actually go down. So what would they do to actually bring the national debt down with the tax code?
That's correct. What they're talking about is about $750 billion in tax increases through the income tax. There are other tax increases in here as well, but focusing on the income tax, they would get about $750 billion in new taxes over the next 10 years. But the way they would do it is very interesting and I think very good. On one hand, they would get rid of a lot of what are called tax expenditures. These are targeted tax subsidies, whether it's to buy a big house or whether it's to get employer-sponsored health insurance. There are special tax subsidies there for NASCAR racetrack owners and for movie producers and all sorts of people. And what they would do is get rid of many of those subsidies. And on the other hand, they would lower tax rates quite significantly, actually, more significantly than we've lowered rates since Ronald Reagan was president.
So the tax rates would come down, but when we talk about some of these tax deductions, some of these are hugely popular, like the popular child tax credit, the mortgage interest deduction, and employer-provided health care plans would be treated as income, for example.
That's right. What you need to remember about these is most of these tax subsidies are upside down. Because of the way they're designed, they actually give greater rewards to higher-income people than they do to lower-income people.
Now, why is that?
Well, because they're set up mostly as deductions or exclusions from income. So if you're in the 35% tax bracket, a deduction is worth 35 cents on the dollar. If you're in the 10% tax bracket, it's only worth 10 cents on the dollar.
Now, Howard, what about Social Security? This is being talked a lot about. Explain what the proposal would do here.
There are benefit reductions, increases in the retirement age, and there are also tax increases for high-income earners. So again, everybody suffers a little bit. Mainly what they've done is they've restructured Social Security so that it is a better deal for low-income people and not quite such a good deal for higher-income people. I think what's happening is people on the left have this knee-jerk reaction. They just don't want to see Social Security touched at all.
Yeah, let me talk about that. I mean, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called this proposal unacceptable. And we heard from President of the AFL-CIO, Richard Trumka, who said the deficit commission just told working Americans to drop dead. I gather on the Republican side, there's concern about proposals that would raise taxes. So is this dead on arrival, or does it serve some useful purpose here?
Both.
Both.
I think it is dead on arrival. I think even Erskine Bowles and Alan Simpson, who proposed this, admit that they don't expect that this is going to actually pass. But what it has done is it's begun what a politician recently called an adult conversation about the budget deficit. Do we want to reduce the deficit? Do we want to reduce the national debt? Well, if we do, and I would argue that we must, it's going to be painful. The only other alternative is to continue to borrow the money from the Chinese and lay that interest cost on our grandchildren. One of the most dramatic numbers in this whole proposal is if we don't do something about the deficit, we are going to be paying $1 trillion a year in interest, just in interest payments, on the debt in 10 years.
They've thrown down a marker, in a way, in this road to reducing the deficit. Howard Gleckman, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Great pleasure to be with you.
That's Howard Gleckman. He's a resident fellow at the nonpartisan Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center in Washington.